You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle. With your host, Shakita, she'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You'll be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hey everyone, happy Friday and welcome back. Listen, today I am talking about a meatless Monday. You have about 2 days before Monday approaches, right? And guess what? Have you tried a meatless Monday? Have you ever had a Monday with absolutely no meat? I have to tell you guys, you all know that recently at the beginning of the year, I switched over to a plant-based diet. And I have to tell you, I haven't consumed meat in quite some time over the years, I would say. I slowly but surely started to eliminate red meat from my diet. And now I'm encouraging other people to do it too, because there are so many benefits to it. As you know, meat production is one of the top contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. And you also know that eating less meat is better for your health, and it can really boost your mood, right? I know for certain that since I have not been eating meat and I've had a consistent like plant-based diet, my moods have been like elevated and my energy has been through the roof. Like, it has been phenomenal. Another benefit that not eating meat, and even if we were just to talk about having a meatless Monday, having one day out the month where you don't consume any meat, that's literally, you know, 4 days. I'm sorry, not one day out the month, one day out of the week, right? So one day out of the week with no meat every Monday, that's literally 4, 5 days out of the month. Anytime somebody is thinking of switching to a plant-based diet, some people jump right in. Like, by God's grace, I was able to jump right in. Like, I was able to kind of get rid of everything because I had the education and I had my why, right? But for some, you have to do it a little at a time. So if you were thinking of a plant-based diet or even a more healthier diet, incorporating a meatless Monday will be incredibly beneficial, because we know that not eating meat or eating less meat can help reduce your risk of heart attack, diabetes, cancer, and it can just really, you know, improve your overall health. And I think that when you have a family dynamic or a family gene of heart attack, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, things like that, you might want to consider eliminating meat on Mondays, you know. And even if it's just like a cool little challenge doing a meatless Monday, you know, get some friends and, you know, start a discussion about it and research it for yourself. A movie that really kind of helped me was Forks Over Knives. That was a really good movie. And I just read a lot of different books. And also I listened to some podcasts that talked about the benefits of a plant-based diet versus, you know, any other type of diet. I know for myself, since I switched over to plant-based, I've had a lot of energy. I've been incredibly productive and my food palette has changed a lot. Like, now I'm learning to make my own sauces. I'm learning to make my own meal from scratch. And I think that incorporating a meatless Monday, if your long-term goal is to, you know, do a plant-based diet, would be beautiful. And even if the goal isn't to have a primary plant-based diet, even if your goal is to just, you know, lower your cholesterol or reduce the chances of you having a heart disease or something like that, you know, eliminating meat would be really beneficial. So think about it. Think about this upcoming Monday or any upcoming Monday in this month, you go meatless. You have all the meals that you like, but substitute the meat portion of the meal. And let me know, guys, what you think. And when you do it a couple of times, let me know how you feel. Let me know if you notice any differences, because I know that I have noticed a ton of a difference since I've switched over And it has really been amazing because I feel so good. And I know that my body is feeling good because I am giving my body the nutrients that it needs. And it's no more processed foods for me. So I'm not really feeling like incredibly lethargic after my meals. You know, I am just really consistently energetic, consistently happy. Consistently. And so that really is beneficial. If nothing else, having a better mood, I think is, you know, really good. And it's more like preventive health, right? I know someone personally that, you know, consumed a lot of meat, a lot of processed foods, a ton of dairy, a lot of fats, you know, and unfortunately that person passed away because that person developed diabetes, and just a complication of diabetes, you know, could really take your life. So it's costly. It will really kind of cost you your life. And I feel like preventive health is much more important than waiting till you get to that point where no return. So I like to do things in my life that can prevent things from happening because I don't want to get to that point where some things are irreversible, right? So take a moment today to reflect on your diet. Take a moment today to reflect on your lifestyle. Take a moment today to reflect on the foods that you are eating and the source of the food and the benefits of the food and how the food makes you feel after you eat it, because that is incredibly important. Yeah, you can have that amazing meal, you know, for lunch or dinner, but are you falling asleep immediately afterwards? Because that is not a good sign. I know you may think, oh my God, this meal was amazing. It put me right to sleep. Actually, sweetheart, that is not a good sign. When you're eating or consuming a meal and it puts you immediately right to sleep afterwards, that is not a good sign. You want energy. You want to feel better. You know, food, you should literally like consider food to be something that, you know, you eat to live, right? You eat to live. And it's not like you're just eating to eat. You eat to live, and you're choosing the highest quality food. You're choosing the most nutrient based foods that you can get your hands on. You're eating better, you know, and you're eating the highest quality, that you can. So try it. Incorporate a meatless Monday. Let me know how you like it. Let me know how it makes you feel. And let me know if you have any questions. Happy Friday, guys. I pray that you have a phenomenal weekend. And you know what? Ask God about it. Talk to God about your diet. Talk to God about what He wants for your life concerning your diet, what He wants for your life concerning your fitness and your physical body. You know, talk to God about it, because our bodies are our temple. And we have to take care of them. We have to nourish them. We have to be gentle with them. So are you being gentle with your body by just, if I was to look at what you're eating every day and the calories that you're consuming? And listen, I'm no fitness coach, but fitness is life. Health is wealth. And you cannot be this super amazing entrepreneur and have a poor diet. Because if you do, guess what? Who's going to be there to spend that money when you go because your diet was so awful that you're not here anymore, right? So preventive health. Let's make changes today. Let's incorporate some things today so that we can have a better tomorrow. And no, it's not always easy, but it is definitely worth it. You have to really develop a why. A why, because that why is going to keep you when you are so tempted by that, you know, triple chocolate cheesecake or that, you know, whatever you guys crave, right? I've been having some wild cravings, like wild cravings. So I'm like, okay, Lord, but I also keep a food journal. Having a food journal has really helped me, because just like you journal your emotions, you journal how you're feeling about the food, about the smell of the food and, you know, the sizzling of the food or whatever, you journal it. And, that has really helped me stay on track. I can tell you it's not easy, but when you have the foundation, which is the education and a very strong why, you will find yourself sticking to it and you will find yourself falling in love with it. It'll be like the relationship you've always wanted. Look at it like a relationship when you begin a new, healthier, eating lifestyle habit, right? You're forming better habits. I don't really like to use the word diet, but I mean, that's kind of what you could relate to. If I say plant-based diet, you know, I'm having a diet or eating consistently foods that are plant-based, right? So I would really like for you to give it a shot. Try a meatless Monday, incorporate a meatless Monday. Look at your diet, look at what you're eating, look at what you're giving your body, and then if you're not feeling well in your body, are there foods that you can eliminate or add to make you feel better? Right? Remember, health is wealth. And there are a lot of people in this world that use food for medicine. You know, they're using food to heal their bodies. They're using food to get well. They're using food to give them the energy. They're not running to processed drinks and processed things anymore. You know, they're getting in the kitchen and they're making their own things, you know, to help them live better lives, you know. So I think that that's important. I think it's very important that you start to think about the foods that you're consuming. And if you keep consuming the foods that you are consuming, what are you going to look like 5 years from now? What is your body going to be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you know, 15 years from now? And then also consider, what are some diseases and elements that people in your family are dealing with or have dealt with? Because that is really important to take into consideration. Because me personally, having a grandmother that had diabetes and passed away from diabetes, it's my why is it's very valid, very strong, right? And so some things I'm going to steer clear of because of just that, right? So develop a why. I know that developing a strong why is going to be very important for those times where you come across temptation. But let me know, guys, what do you think? Have you ever tried Meatless Monday? What are some other things that you have kind of done that you've liked? Share them with me and I'll share them with others. If anything on this podcast has really, really like blessed you, share it with someone. If you like to take the challenge with someone, share the podcast with them. Let them know, you know, hey, let's do this Meatless Monday. And then do your own research about it. Do your own research about any type of diet. Do your research about the foods that you're consuming. Do your research about the sickness that you feel in your body, the constant this, the constant that, you know. And then see if you can create a food or find a food that will help, you know, soothe those things. Because I'm telling you, food is really literally medicine, you know, and health is wealth. So let me know what you guys think. I went a little bit longer than I wanted to, but try a Meatless Monday. Try it and let me know what you think.
You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.